today's the last day of the legislative session. The reason I know that is that at a little bit after 10 o'clock tonight, Friday evening, that the budget will be finalized by the legislature and sent to the governor. Now, the legislature can continue to meet afterwards if they wish, but once they balance the budget, they don't need to do it really anything else. So we'll see. We'll have to keep close tabs on them. It's been a good legislature. We've had our ups and downs, but so far some of our legislation has passed and others that we're watching very closely. Some of the things that, that have been good so far this session, just a real quick recap, is that near the beginning of our session, the legislature overrode a veto of the previous governor, Governor Chris, our general ag bill, which was good and a good bill for us all. And so now it's law. A couple of other things that just passed this this week. There's the wetlands ag exemption. We're just clarifying the law that when it comes to ag activities, that it's the Department of Agriculture and not the Water Management District that determines what are ag activities in wetlands. And so that's a big plus for us. That's always been the mission of the Department of Ag, but recently the Water Management Districts have taken some of that away. So now we're clarifying it to let them know that it is up to the Department of Ag to determine what the activities are. Also, there's a major rewrite of the Department of Agriculture on some of their divisions, as well as jettisoning some of the consumer service side to other agencies, and also acquiring things from other agencies. So it's too long of a list to mention here on air, but the Department of Ag has taken an aggressive approach, mainly at the helm as our Ag Commissioner, saying that we need to streamline the department, and that's what he has done. Within the Department of Ag bill, there's also provisions to expand what is farm theft to not just include the agricultural products. Say an orange is part of the farm theft statute. Now we expand it to the equipment if it's stolen too, that there's a specific cause of action against people who do that. We've had a rash of losses in the countryside, and we need to stop that. Also, there's further protection for beekeepers in the Department of Ag bill. Another important bill that passed during the legislative session is the update of the Burt Harris Property Rights Act. And whereas, you know, 16 years ago, there were a lot of demonstrations. It was a difficult act to pass. But now it was kind of quietly updated through the process, and quite a contrast to what it was many years ago. The main provision in there that affects any landowner, whether you be an ag or not, is that when it comes to when there is a taking or not, it's not based on when the law has passed. It's when that law affects you and some action that you want to take on your private property. That's a big deal. Instead of having to sue when the law takes effect, it's whenever that law or rule or regulation that affects your property later on down the road that you have a right to action or cause of action for taking. And that's a huge thing for us as being a landowner. Those are just some of the things that have passed so far this legislative session. We've got less than 24 hours to go. And other things that are out there, we're watching immigration. Hopefully nothing on immigration passes. There's a growth management bill also that loosening up some of the restrictions on permitting, which is a positive thing. And also finally one that many of our members in ag have been watching closely, and that's the septic tank inspection program, which was passed in the late hours last year, and that includes an inspection as well as inspection fees that you have to pay. And there are two bills that are moving along, and we're hoping that one of them passes, which will get rid of the inspection fees as well as the inspection itself. So we'll see what happens on that. We'll be watching that closely. So stay tuned, and we'll be up late.